Hello.
Am I speaking with Joseph?
This is he.
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Wait, I lost you. What are you calling about?
Oh, I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does
You're making fast talk, though.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, so does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Alright, do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Probably Democrat.
A strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Very strong, all right. In the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote for president? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. When is your age?
I'm over 80.
Over 80, all right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
88.
May I ask your race?
My what?
Your race? Like, do you think of yourself as white? Or white?
White.
Right. Thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, in which 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
I lost you on that. What are you asking about the congressional part?
So the question
Repeat the last question.
For sure. So if you could rate your level of motivation for voting on the of the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, in which 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
I won't vote. Strongly vote.
So would it be a 10? You're extremely motivated?
I'll strongly vote.
All right. So thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. All right. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of this president. I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somehow. I disapprove.
You somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, I disapprove.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's the most important, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0 if you think it's not important at all. So the first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I am mixing emotions on that. I really couldn't answer that. Mixing emotions.
All right. What about reducing crime and violence?
I think they're doing their best.
All right, but on a scale of 0 to 10, how much of an important issue do you think this is to focus on? Do you think it's a 10 because it's the most important, a 5 because you think it's somewhat important, or around a 0 because you think it's not important at all?
I think they're all important. I don't want to go to 1 to 5. They're all important. I think they're doing their best. They're all important. Everything. They're all important.
All right. So would you say reducing crime and violence, would that be a 10?
There's always crime and violence no matter what. There's always crime and violence. It's a way of life.
Okay. All right. What about banning TikTok?
Anyone?
Banning TikTok?
Banning TikTok. I never saw it. I never read it.
All right.
I couldn't give an opinion. I never read it.
All right. What about protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
Which corporation?
Just in general, like protecting our personal data online from big corporations in general.
I think everyone's doing their best they can. That's a tough question, yes or no. It's a tough question.
Okay. So for this question, again, if you could try to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue you may think it is. A 0 means that it's not important at all to focus on this issue and try to solve it. A 5 if you think it's a somewhat important issue. And a 10 if you think it's a really important issue.
Okay, what's the issue?
It's protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
It's too vague. I still couldn't answer it. I can't answer that. It's too vague.
All right. What about making college more affordable?
I think that's good to help the college people. That's a good thing.
All right. So do you think this is an issue that should be focused on?
As best as possible.
All right, so would you rate this a 10 then? Because you think it's a really important issue to focus on?
Issue for whom?